You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What are you doing, April?
A what group?
So you're hosting the focus group?
A focus
group. Oh, no. I'm just doing it. It's food,
you're in the focus group. Do you know what the content is about?
Yeah, I think it's just a taste test for pizza. So.
You make it sound so important when it's like a focus group and we're all getting together and it's just for pizza.
I know, right? It's going to change the world. Nope.
Well, it could. So how does one sign up to be in a focus group to taste test pizza?
Oh, you just go online. You can even Google Denver focus groups and there's a ton of them. I've actually done quite a few.
Really?
Are they paying you to eat the pizza?
Yeah, $30. So
Nice.
How much of your time?
It's 30 minutes. So.
Well, you make a couple bucks, you eat some pizza. And
30 minutes? $30?
Yeah. That's
great.
Pizza. That's really good.
Yeah.
A dollar a minute.
So have you done other types of focus groups then?
Yeah, I did one for you have to sign a non-disclosure or whatever, but the one that I did was a virtual reality, eyeglasses.
And okay. VR headsets.
Yeah, and it was interesting. So I love doing them because then you see stuff that's not really on the market yet. And
sure.
You try it out. And they pay you.
So what are you thinking with this pizza? Are they maybe going to be trying a new type of crust or toppings?
Yeah, do you know what you're looking for when you go in?
They didn't really say because they keep it pretty general, but I want to say it's shredded cheese. Because they ask me a lot of questions about cheese.
They ask you a lot of cheese-related questions. What are your thoughts on cheese?
Right.
April?
Do you like this kind of texture? Do you like this flavor? I mean, it's insane.
Do you like block cheese or shredded cheese?
That's fantastic. I've been on I've been on the other side of the glass before. So when a radio station that I helped program many years ago, we did focus groups and people would come in and they would sit around a conference table. And then we were on the other side, almost like you see in those police shows, where you're the behind the mirror kind of thing. And sat there and we watched and we got to listen to what everyone was saying about our radio station. And we realized that in every focus group, that kind, I don't know about the ones trying out food, but when they're asking for opinions about things, we found that there's always one or two people who must dominate the entire conversation. And no one else really even gets to speak up. There's one or two people who just will not stop. And you get to a point, you're I want to know what the other people think.
Could you go in the little room and be shut up for a second?
Well, you think about it. The thing is that they're supposed to get moderators who catch that.
Right.
And try to bring other people
and call on
in.
Other people, sure. So,
yeah.
Well, but don't be a cheese hogger then, April. All right?
Okay. I'm going to be blabbing. Nope.
No, don't blab.
Oh, good. Hey, will you do us a big, big favor?
Yes.
Don't forget, we want you to call back tomorrow morning at the same time and talk to us about the pizza.
And somehow work in our show when you're there, talking to these people about pizza and stuff. Just somehow work in Dom and Jeremy, somehow, and then we want to know how you did it.
Okay, I will.
All right?
Okay, sounds good.
Nice.
That's fun.
I'm going to introduce myself as Dom and Jerry, actually.
Yeah, Dom and Jerry, that's right. Don and Jerry.
Don and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I said Jeremy.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, you didn't. It's
all
right.
Sorry.
Hey, it's all good.
Listen, it's all good. Let's play some rattle.
Let's
off,
go,
April.
May.
Are you ready?
Yes.
May. 10 seconds. We're gonna give you a food one since you're getting ready for some pizza.
Ooh.
Mm.
10 seconds. We need 5 different condiments that are red. 5 different condiments that can be red. Ready? And go!
Ketchup, salsa, hot sauce, tomato paste.
I don't know if tomato paste is a condiment.
I know, right? Well, for pizza.
Cocktail.
Sriracha.
And then,
sriracha.
Yeah, cocktail sauce is reddish. April. Darn
it. That's okay. I enjoy talking to you guys. It was fantastic.
Well, likewise.
Well, we like talking to you, too. Call us tomorrow and tell us how the pizza was.
I will. Okay, thanks, guys.
Have fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
You also have to be, if you're in that position, if you're in a focus group thing, you got to be brutally honest. Doesn't
yeah,
do anybody
like, this
any good.
Cheese
if you try
sucks.
It. Yeah, you got to say if the cheese sucks.
So dry.
Hello, Anthony.
Anthony. Turn your radio down.
Anthony, turn your radio all the way down.
And gone. Hung up.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Good. Here's Miguel. Miguel, what are you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm heading on to work.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to be in a focus group sometime?
I've actually done that before.
God, everybody's
for
done
what?
It but us.
I know, I haven't done it. What was the focus group for?
I actually was kind of similar to the girl before. It was for Pizza Bites.
Pizza Bites. This is big. People really need to know about pizza-related things, don't they?
It was good, yeah. Well, I guess it was more bread, like those breadsticks, bread bites, but for a pizza company.
Okay.
And do you remember what your
pretty
feedback
good.
Was?
It was pretty good. It was. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think they were trying to do, like, instead of, like, breadsticks, it was more like bread balls, and it was pretty good.
So your feedback was, this is pretty good? That's
are,
what you
these
said?
These are good bread balls, is what you said.
I mean, yeah, I guess my answer was, like, I would buy this, I think is what the result was.
Oh, okay. Would you
so
or would
now
you
here's
not?
The big test. They have. Has this product now been put out?
It's out there in various forms, yeah.
And have you purchased it like you told them you would?
I have. Yes, I did.
So you bought a box. He bought a box of bread balls.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Were they sweaty?
I totally did. It's actually pretty good, and I think they still make them.
Okay. What is there anything in the bread ball, or is it just solid bread?
No, it's just solid bread with, like, either garlic or Parmesan on top of it.
How big of balls are we talking?
Do you make them in an air fryer? Or?
Yeah, you crisp them up a little, maybe.
Like a little, I don't know, like a little.
Like golf ball?
I don't know, maybe golf. Yeah, golf ball size.
That's a decent-sized bread ball.
I don't believe that you've actually gone out and purchased these. I don't buy it.
I feel like you're making up this entire story.
Everything.
No.
You don't even own an air fryer.
No. I do, actually. I don't know when I last used it.
Well, yeah, I know. It's one of those things, like, we have an air fryer, too, but it's just every once in a while you're like, oh, we should use the air fryer for this.
So great. Otherwise, we use ours 4 or 5 nights a week.
Do you?
Absolutely.
We use, like, what's your primo recommendation for the air fryer?
Two different types of vegetables. Broccoli.
Never mind.
Or Brussels sprouts. It's the only way you can choke them down.
Brussels sprouts is good.
Brussels sprouts with olive oil and some fresh garlic, and then in the air fryer, they get crispy, man.
Shut up with your...
Yeah, it's like a delicious little snack.
Something besides a vegetable. What else goes in there that could be really good?
Tater tots.
French fries for sure.
Yeah, tots and fries.
Oh, okay.
Get some super crispy.
Bread balls,
and
Miguel.
Bread balls.
And bread balls.
Stack all the bread balls in there that you can.
Cook well. Yeah. I don't know if they cook well, but yeah. I'll give it a shot.
I'm going to do it. I was going to search bread balls, but no, I'm not. Never mind.
No, you're not on your work computer. I need to mention that we have a sponsor for this segment.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Kapler Mechanical and Electrical for spring maintenance. Miguel, on your air conditioning, Kapler has different options to fit all budgets. They call it the Kapler Comfort Club. Miguel, don't wait to see if your AC works, you big dummy. Schedule an AC maintenance visit to ensure you're ready to rule the cool this summer.
Thank you, Kapler Mechanical.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Awesome. All right. I'm sure I'll forget the name shortly.
Miguel,
they paid for that.
Okay.
Kapler Mechanical and Electrical.
Remember them.
All right.
I'm going to give you a really difficult rattle off if you don't behave yourself.
Done. I'm calling them right now.
There you go.
Get that AC tuned up.
Very good. Hey, would you like a food rattle off also?
Sure. I love food.
Okay. Your letter is C, as in cucumber. C. All right? In 10 okay. seconds, give us five cereals, breakfast cereals, that start with the letter C. Oh. There's a whole bunch of them for some reason. Okay. Ready and go!
Chex, Captain Crunch, Cookie Crisp.
Think classic.
Krispies. Bye.
Cheerios, man. Cheerios.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And many more.
And many more. I thought that was all of them. That's it. There's only five C's.
No.
No, there's more.
No, there's a bunch. There's a bunch more, actually.
Go wander into a Safeway today and go up and down the aisle there and look at all the cereals.
Done. I will look at that.
Choco Crunch, Chocolate Berry Crunch.
Count Chocula.
Well, yeah, Count Chocula.
Chocula. Yep. Mm-hmm. Chocula, that's a good one.
Cocoa Krispies?
There's
Cocoa Pebbles?
There's Cabbage Patch Kids cereal from the 1980s.
No.
What? No.
Look it up.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They had cabbage.
Little tiny Cabbage Patch dolls for breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
Chocos from Kellogg's.
That one up too.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch more.
Sounds sugary.
Okay. Cocoa Krispies, well, Cocoa Pops.
Now we're
Cocoa
just piling
Pops.
On. We're just piling on. Leave them alone.
There it is. Now you're rubbing it in.
Corn Flakes.
Duh.
Oh, iconic. Yes.
Cream of Wheat.
Sorry, is bread balls. Cereal? You didn't get it.
And there's one called Cuphead and Mugman. I'm not familiar with that one. Look it up.
Okay.
Cuphead and Mugman.
That's the new one. All right, Miguel.
Have a great day, Miguel.
Go live your life.
Right, thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, we only have two players left, Amanda and Paul, so one of them has to get it. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So glad you called us. What are you up to today?
I am headed to see some clients.
What industry?
Yeah.
Construction, reconstruction.
Reconstruction. Have you ever been in a focus group of any kind before?
I have not.
Yeah. Is it something you think you'd be interested in doing? Basically, they're just paying you to ask your opinion of things.
It's pretty easy.
Right? I mean, why not? It sounds like you get free stuff. Why not?
Correct.
Thank you to everybody who's sending in the bread balls recipe. thank you for that. I think this was actually a product that you could just buy in the store. It wasn't a recipe, but apparently you can just have fun and make them at home. Oh, yeah, look at that. All right.
Terry from Littleton said, best focus group she was in was with an attorney wanting to present a court case to see if we would find the defendant guilty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I've heard of
so
that.
So they're trying out, like, their closing arguments and everything.
Which way would you go? Okay.
Amanda, I'd be interested in that, wouldn't you? That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about this reconstruction. What is it, commercial, residential?
Like multifamily, so I do business development for the most part. So I work with HOA managers and things like that.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
I mean,
it's not a bad gig. It's pretty fun.
Okay, well, as long as you like it,
I would say.
I get to entertain clients.
Oh, okay. So you're drinking all day. That's fine. All right.
Spending the company's money. You got a company credit card?
I sure do.
Okay, then you got a good gig.
Yeah. You go out, wine and dine people. Please.
How much are you allowed to spend on that card?
My limit's $5,000 a month.
A month?
God.
Listen, holy cow.
Don't you need to take out your boys in the morning sometime?
Yeah.
I mean, you got some work for me. I'll take you out.
I want to redo my master bathrooms. That's reconstruction, right?
We want to redo our studio here at Mix 100. You could help us with that.
But we need to go 100%. To Del Frisco's to talk about it.
That's right.
Done and done.
Okay. Set a time and date.
Yeah. When am I in town next? Bring I'm going some, to Del Frisco's with
Bring some
Amanda.
carpet samples.
We can hook it up.
Yep. Tile samples.
She's never going to call us.
We'll never hear from you again.
Well, it's the last time we'll talk to her. I know. That's all right.
Do you ever just go put gas in your personal vehicle with that company card?
I have a separate gas card, so.
Oh, you got two credit cards from the company then.
Yeah.
What a gig.
It is.
They must really trust you.
You know, I think they do. I also,
how long have you?
I'm pretty decent at the job, so.
Okay.
I'll bet you're great at it. It's all relationships, yeah, right? It's all about relationships.
Exactly. Yep.
So let me ask you, how long have you done this job?
6 months.
Oh.
6 months.
Wow, not long. Okay. And how did you stumble into it?
I was previously a teacher, but actually I live in a community that was in construction defects, and my company did the post-litigation reconstruction. So, I literally like stumbled on it.
Great. Just started making small talk.
That's fantastic.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It does sound like a pretty good gig, so that's great. Congrats.
Quickly, Diana in Arvada, she's an 8000-er, said that she was part of a Hallmark focus group. She said, we got to see new products. I'm guessing like
ornaments
and stuff.
Greeting cards, yeah.
She goes, we got to see new products and say if we would buy or not. And then she goes, I always voted opposite everyone else. Why do you got to be that way, Diana?
I feel like I'd be that way, too, if everyone was like, this is great. I'd be like, nah, it's stupid.
She has to be contrarian.
Just to throw everything off.
A Hallmark focus group.
This is the worst sympathy card ever. Okay.
Oh, Amanda, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Yes.
All right, don't overthink this.
Okay.
Five things in 10 seconds. Five things associated somehow with the White House. Five things that we associate with the White House. Ready and go.
President, Vice President, Secretary of State, First Lady, and the Oval Office.
Easy peasy.
I guess we can accept that.
I think so. Rose Secretary Garden. Of State.
Yeah, the Secretary of State shows up to speak in the Oval Office to the President.
They pop in and out. Okay.
How can you argue with that? We have a
winner!
Winner!
All right.
Okay.
Loki. Listen, stand by, and Nina is going to visit with you and tell you all about your prize, okay?
Cool. Thanks so much.
Hey, Amanda.
You're welcome. She truly did just stumble onto that job.
Mm-hmm. And now she's got two company credit cards.
She was standing outside with her hands on her hips. What are you people doing here?
I need to work for you.
Dude, my God. Paul, do you have a company credit card?
I have a gas card for the company truck.
Do you really?
Well, that's nice.
God, how come we don't
What's your limit every month that you can put on that?
As far as they want to drive me.
Okay, so whenever you need gas.
Oh, yeah. I go all over the state, so I use it a lot.
What do you do?
I inspect fire, sprinkler, and alarm systems.
Oh, yeah, we've talked to you before.
Oh, we've talked to you before.
Okay, good.
Well, what's your, when you say, you know, I got to go out over the next couple of days on a little road trip in Colorado, where are you hoping that you're going?
Snowmass is a good one.
What makes it so special?
Good extinguishers up there.
We get to inspect a couple buildings up there that are really nice, and sometimes we stay in them.
Oh.
Okay.
Like alone, or do you bring a friend?
I think somebody tried to do that once. They brought their significant other, and it was frowned upon.
Frowned upon.
How about not-so-significant other?
What's the armpit part of the state that you don't want to go to?
A lot of the Denver metro.
Yeah. You know, I was downtown recently. I get it.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
The downtown needs a good, power wash.
It needs a good power wash
right now.
Yeah.
It does.
It really does.
We need some spring rain showers and thunderstorms just to clean the city.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 2 days I was up in Breckenridge, so that was a pretty nice deal.
That's nice too, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty up there yesterday.
You've got a pretty good gig.
Mm-hmm.
I get paid to drive around. I started my morning in Fort Collins.
Yeah, and you've got nobody breathing down your neck. It's just you and the open road.
So how many days out of a month are you on the road?
Oh, I drive everywhere every day. I have a little camera that looks at me, though, and it yells at me when I pick my nose and if I do weird things.
Why do you have a camera looking at you?
Safety. So it's a forward-facing and driver-facing camera.
So you can't jack around.
No, it yells at me if I, like, touch my phone or do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be super annoying.
Are you in your vehicle right now?
I am.
Okay, but you're on your phone and it's not yelling at you.
He's parked, probably.
I'm parked.
So you can do whatever you want.
Drive. I want to hear it yell at you.
You took just long enough for me to park.
But I want you to drive so we can hear it yell.
But he'll get in trouble.
Oh, no. Yeah, it sends a little message to my boss, and then they go, hey, don't
Paul
do that.
Paul is talking while he's driving.
Paul is picking his nose. Boo.
Yep.
So you have to keep two hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
This is
the downside of
the
job. I don't want a job where they're like spying on me at all.
I would be putting a piece of electrical tape over that lens immediately.
I saw a video the other day, though, that there was an Amazon driver and they can't even like drink a beverage while driving. They have to like pull over to drink something.
Well, I'm okay with that because they're in neighborhoods and you can hit kids and stuff. So that's all right. I'm okay with that.
True.
I'm not.
I am. My street's full of kids. People fly up and down it.
Well, tell them to look both ways before they go running out into the street.
We do, but still.
You mean if you took a bottled water and you took a sip, you can't do that.
You're reaching,
while
you're fumbling for the cup holder, you drop the lid, you splash water on yourself. The next thing you know,
some of us are not that
you're
clumsy.
You're plowing through a farmer's market before you know it.
God.
Oops. Missed that stop sign.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be careful, man.
All right. Well.
All right, Paul.
Ever been in a focus group?
And then, no, but I was going to tell you the random things I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for those of you just tuning in, we did a segment earlier today about what's the odd thing that you still have memorized, and it's got to be something odd and unusual. What is it for you?
Mine, I've serviced fire extinguishers for the better part of a decade.
Lucky fire extinguishers.
So, they've been well serviced. I remember the part numbers of the valves and O-rings for a lot of them.
Okay, nerd. Yeah. Give me an O-ring part number.
I don't know.
Give me the O-ring part number.
for a Kitta and a Badger, it's 340035K.
Okay,
that's correct.
Good, you put
He's
the K on it.
Right.
A lot of people forget the K.
Yeah,
you forget it, you just won't get it.
Yep.
I don't know.
Paul knows
O-rings.
It's been fun
talking to you, buddy. You drive carefully, okay, my friend?
You're a good guy.
Take care, boys.
See you, bud.
All right, thank you. God, I loved that segment today.